This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
The Jefferson County Historical Society saw this topic and thought it was a unique topic that we could highlight at our Jefferson County Historical Village. And so we applied and were awarded this exhibit. So that's how it came to be here in Mount Vernon.
Sure. I know when we've seen some of these traveling exhibits in the past, there are aspects of it that are national or even regional, but then there are a lot of little pieces of local flavor. What types of thing is what types of things are you guys contributing to the exhibit?
Well, I think when a lot of people in Mount Vernon in that area think about the topic of immigration to the United States and migration, we don't typically, being from Mount Vernon, think that we have a lot of diversity or people from other countries. But when you look at it further, you really see, especially with the rise of the medical community in Mount Vernon and Jefferson County, how many people we do have from other countries who have stories to tell and how much diversity there truly is. And so when we saw this topic, we thought, what a great way to tell the real story of all of the people that are in Mount Vernon and just the story of immigration and migration to Southern Illinois and to Jefferson County in particular.
It's kind of a historical tale, but at the same time, you're talking about current events.
Right, and that goes with part of what we're doing with one of our programs. We're highlighting the medical journey of Jefferson County, what it was in the past with granny herbalists and midwives and all that, to the modern medical community it's become today, with a variety of people from all different walks of life that contribute to that.
This focus is on Jefferson County and Mount Vernon, but does it also kind of tell a regional tale as well?
Oh, absolutely. The main Smithsonian exhibit tells the story of immigration and migration from the national perspective. And then we have some local exhibits and some local programs that look at it from a more regional and local aspect. So we've got national, local, regional all covered with this exhibit.
And again, it's a part of the Smithsonian's Museums on Main Street program. Can you tell us dates and how people can get involved?
Sure. Well, the whole program is called Journey Stories, and it runs from Saturday, June 23rd to Sunday, August 4th. Monday through Friday, the village and the exhibit will be open from 1 to 4. Saturday is 10 to 4, Sunday is 1 to 4. And it's free of charge, and That's about it.
Sure. And for people who are not familiar, the Jefferson County Historical Village is located very close to the Cedarhurst Center for the Arts.
Correct. It is right off of Broadway, the main road in Mount Vernon, and it's on North 27th Street, and it's pretty much just adjacent to Cedarhurst Center for the Arts. Yes.
When you got people involved, when you started kind of looking at how to tell this story for your exhibit, were you surprised at all by what you found?
I was. We worked with the African American Heritage Committee and the NAACP in Jefferson County and have heard some of their stories and thought, you know, what a unique story, you know, some of them have to tell. We've worked with St. Mary's Good Samaritan Hospital and have learned some about their history and about you know, some things there, and that was a unique story to tell. So we've worked with a variety of groups, and it's really kind of opened up a lot of new partnerships for the historical village. And I think because of all those partnerships, we have a better story to tell on the local level.
A lot of people think, well, I was born here, raised here. I know everything there is to know about what goes on here. Have you found that that's not necessarily true?
Absolutely. I was born and raised in Mount Vernon and still live there. And I, more than anyone, thought that, okay, we don't have, you know, a lot of diversity. I pretty much know about Mount Vernon. And through learning about all these different stories, and particularly just learning about the St. Mary's Good Samaritan Partnership and all of the different doctors and people they have as a part of that organization has really just kind of opened me up to seeing how much we have locally.
It's important to tell that local story, but how important is it, in your opinion, to have the Smithsonian involved in this? Will this draw more people? Does it add more weight?
I believe it does. The name of the Smithsonian just naturally lends an air of authenticity or, you know, legitimacy to it. And because we've been able to talk about it being a Smithsonian Institution exhibit, we have a lot of people that might not have been interested initially say, oh, yeah, you know, I recognize the Smithsonian name, and they wanted to come to the table and work with us. And I think because we have that name with it, that will draw people in that might not have otherwise come.
Sure, and you're talking about June 23rd through August 4th. It's at the Jefferson County Historical Village, which is in Mount Vernon. A lot of times when you see programs like this, the granting organization, whether it's the Smithsonian or a fundraising organization, wants to see that you'll work beyond this and keep these groups working together. Do you already see that partnership starting?
I do. We're going to be doing a program for children on folk legend John Henry. And we are working, like I said, we've worked with the African American Heritage Committee and working with a local high school drama student. And quite honestly, before this partnership, we didn't have a lot of partnership going with the African American community. So I've been very proud of that partnership because it's just as much anyone that lives in Jefferson County. It's their heritage. It's not just the Caucasian history of Jefferson County. It's everyone's history. So I've been really pleased to see that community brought into this process so that they feel like what they see at the Historical Village and at the Historical Society is representative of their heritage as well. So I can see that partnership continuing with more programs, more collaborations, more exhibits in the future.
Sure. When you talk about what people can see and do in this particular exhibit, obviously you're going to see pictures. There will be some documentation about what's gone on. What other things can people see and do?
Well, there will be a couple of local exhibits that kind of chronicle the journey of a couple kinds of transportation. One will be on the journey of passenger trains, and we'll have audio recordings of stories that people tell of their passenger train journeys. We'll also have an exhibit about service stations, how service stations used to be completely full service and now they're self-service. And we have a lot of old gas pumps, and we have just basically a service station set up there in the historical village that shows what it was like, as well as an audio recording of service station owners talking about their memories of what they were to what they are now and how transportation and just the kind of service stations that we used to have as to now, how that's kind of changed our society over time as well, transportation and how just people in general have changed because of that.
So not just how people moved to this, but how they continue to move in and around
Correct.
The region.
Correct, yes.
A lot of people can't think about Mount Vernon without thinking about highway transportation. You've got Interstate 57, Interstate 64, and so many other smaller highways. Is that working into the story as well?
We are trying to work that in. We've talked about doing, we had about 9 different exhibit topics we wanted to come up with, and that was one of them. We haven't put that completely to the side yet, but we're trying to focus right now on those two that I mentioned. And we do want to, we thought about maybe telling the story of transportation through highways, like you said, and maybe talking to some truck over the road truck drivers and all that. Right now, just because of time constraints, we haven't followed through on that yet, but that's definitely a topic we might explore in the future.
Speaking of time constraints, it's coming up at the end of this month. Again, it's June 23rd through August 4th. Where should people go for more information, or is there a phone number they can call?
Sure. Our office number is 618-246-0033, or they can go on to our website, and that is www.jchs.mvn.net.
All right. Fair enough. Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you.